in you.
9:35 here on the Chad Hasty Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. Mayor Glenn Robertson in studio with me, and there is quite a bit to get into. It seems like all of our chats, Mayor, that there's still a lot of stuff going on.
You know, it's like I said during the break. We're doing our job for the local economy. We're helping media out, and we're constantly giving you good subjects to talk about.
Yes, y'all are. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Let's go ahead and start with LPNL, because okay. There was a statement made, well, I guess, was it yesterday, day before yesterday?
Day before yesterday.
That by the chairman, Gail Kring, regarding rhetoric and the city council, and some of the words seem pretty pointed either towards media or towards council members. And right. I've got to be honest, I think some of them were directed towards you because you've been pretty vocal, a pretty vocal critic of some of the practices of LPNL. What was your reaction? What is your reaction to what was said by Chairman Gail Kring?
Hey, well, I think Mr. Kring is probably very frustrated. It's been a tough summer to be LPNL and to be on that board, and I am a board member. So, I understand his frustration. I thought it was very counterproductive. You know, one of the things that he was stating is that we need to put this behind us and work together and go forward, and I think we all agree on that. But the thing that shocked me is everything was really calming down. Had one of the very first LPNL meetings that was very productive. There was no bickering. There was no contention about anything. And then at the end of probably one of the best meetings we've had in a year, he dropped his bombshell and I think poured gasoline on a fire that was almost completely extinguished. The thing that really amazed me about this is that this was done literally weeks after they pay $250,000 or agreed to $250,000 contract with a public relations firm. And if that public relations firm checked off on that speech, they need to be fired today.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a very PR-friendly speech.
I don't think so, and I don't think Mr. Kring meant anything negative about it. I think he was really trying to help, but I think the timing of it and some of the things that were said, the blowing out of proportion of the BB incident, I don't think it was well received by the public.
Do you think that incident, which more information came out yesterday, that it was, when we first heard the speech, it sounded like, oh my goodness, you know, someone was taking shots, firing shots at an LPNL employee. Comes out, it was a BB gun that was used. Not that, you know, that's any better, but it could be anything at that point. I mean, that could be a teenager who was bored and just shooting off a BB gun. No one really knows.
That's the danger in the public eye of making assumptions before you have all the facts. I had a council member put out a press release and calling for us to discuss this at length at the council level and calling for things to happen with the police department. We need to remember that we're elected as policymakers. We need to let the police department do their job, finish their investigation, then we need to let the judicial system work. And then if we as policymakers need to look at it and change policy, we can.
Have you heard of any threats whatsoever against any, I guess maybe credible threats, against any city employees or LPNL members or anyone on the board? Have you heard anything like that?
I've heard none of that at all.
Okay. One of the comments that the chairman had in his statement yesterday was about the FBI and rumors of a possible FBI investigation, which, as I said yesterday, probably wasn't the smartest thing to bring up because that makes people start asking questions about whether or not the FBI has ever been involved in looking at LPNL. So I'll ask you, has the FBI been looking at LPNL? What information, if any, do we have on that?
You know, I don't know. From what little I know of how the FBI operates, I know that if they were looking at this, they sure wouldn't let me know as mayor. So I don't know of anything going on with the FBI. Not sure where that comment came from, but like I say, it's one of those things that I think heat of the moment and frustration led to a lot of what Mr. Kring said.
Visiting with Mayor Glenn Robertson. We'll go ahead. Let's take the first break. When we come back, we still have a lot to get into, not just LPNL, but a lot going on over at City Hall. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. back on the Chad Hastie Show, continuing our conversation with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Let's go to the phones, and we have a question from listener Wayne. Wayne, you're on with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm just trying to figure out the fuel surcharge part of the bill. Well, exactly what that's for and how they calculate it, because mine's usually about double the actual electric charge. And I don't know how that's figured in there.
Well, it's a little misleading, Wayne, and I know that LPNL is working on trying to clear up the way the bill is written so you can understand it better. That fuel surcharge is not just fuel surcharge, and that's what really makes it confusing. It includes a demand charge. It includes a transmission charge. It's kind of an all-in-one inclusive. And with it not being broken down, it is, I was going to say very difficult, but it's really impossible to determine, you know, where all of these charges are coming from. And I think that is one thing that the board has listened to and has heard, because I do know that they are working diligently, having people look and trying to completely redesign the bill and make it a little easier for everybody to understand.
Well, that sure would help, because that's just, yeah. Like I say, that's almost been doubled my actual fuel charge, and I just hadn't, I'm like,
well, I think Wayne, I think that's where a lot of people saw that double or tripling of part of their bill.
You know, there's no doubt the LPNL has actually undercollected in that area for years. The fact that they decided to collect all of this at the same time that they went up at the same time of being the hottest month of the year really created for a perfect storm in which all of us ratepayers, myself included, got hit. And so, we're going to kind of have to sit back and look and see the revenue that this generates. But I will tell you, it's generated a tremendous amount of revenue, over $6 million in July and looks like about $2 million in August. So maybe that we've overreacted one more time.
Wayne, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Going back to this LPNL statement, which blamed the media, blamed a lot of other people for why the rhetoric was turned up, why people were upset at LPNL. Don't you think a lot of it probably comes back to a question like what Wayne had? What does this bill mean?
Exactly. Well, when you don't give people enough information to understand what you're doing and when their bill goes up. Now, I will say this, and I've got to keep saying this, because the LPNL board is taking a lot of heat they don't deserve. They make recommendations to the council. LPNL did not raise your rates. The city council of Lubbock did. And if you're frustrated and if you're upset with the rates, you need to talk to your city council person. You need to show up at city council meetings. You need to take your anger and your frustration out on us. And I think that's bottom line. I don't agree with Mr. Kring. I don't agree with their recommendation to raise rates. But that's all it was a recommendation. Now, I do think that the fact that they're looking at this bill and trying to redesign it is hopefully a positive step.
Visiting with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Let's go ahead. Let's take the break. When we come back, we'll have a much longer segment with the mayor. We'll be right back. All right, about 7 minutes or so left. Mayor Glenn Robertson in studio. Mayor, the city council recently passed a budget with a tax increase on that. What kind of feedback have you gotten? You and Councilman Klein and Latrell Joy did vote against the final budget. Latrell Joy voted against it because she didn't think the pay raises were spread out fair enough, I guess.
Right.
What reaction have you gotten from it?
Well, most of my reaction's been negative. And I think rightfully so. I think we could have passed a budget, a balanced budget, without a 1.23-cent tax increase. There were some places, and there are always places, that we could go in and find, in this case, about $1.8 million. The justification by some of the council members that voted for it, I understand, is that this was voter-approved bonds and that we have to pay for it. But I look at the other side is that we've had an increase in revenue through appraisal creep, through additional sales tax revenue, and that we actually had the monies available that we've, in my opinion, could have passed this budget without the tax increase. Now, without that, I think I liked about 80% of this budget. I liked the fact that we didn't go up on fees. Stormwater fees, we held flat.
Right.
Staff wanted to go up. We lowered the base water fee. Staff was opposed to that. Where I think we did a poor job as a council. We did a very poor job overseeing Leda and Market Lubbock's budget and just the worst job continually in overseeing LPNL's budget. But if you take those two portions out, I think overall we got a fairly decent budget out of the process.
Many of on the council have had town hall meetings, have had citizen comments. I know you've had many coffee with the mayor events. Have most people been against a tax increase?
You know, I have a coffee with the mayor the first Tuesday of every month. Started that really kind of in the middle of the LPNL rate crisis.
Right.
And so mostly what I have heard over the last several months has been LPNL related. I don't think we will start hearing a lot about the tax increase until next year when it actually starts hitting people. And even then, it was a very small increase. It's going to affect people. $100,000 home, around $12 a year. Now, that's still unnecessary in my position. But, you know, we haven't had a lot about a flashback on that because I think people have been so irate and upset about the LPNL rate issue that it's been overshadowing the fact that the taxes are going up.
I just ask that because you have so many people who show up to either citizen comments,
right.
They show up to the council meetings, they show up to these events. And from what I'm hearing from people who call into this show, from people who email me, there's a lot of citizens out there who go, why go if they're not going to listen?
Well, and I understand that, and I understand the people's frustrations. I will tell you, I'm a member of this council, and I disagree probably the majority of the time with the majority of the council. But we have a extremely liberal tax and spend council right now, and that's a fact. And it's my job to just try to work with them the best I can. You know, I am grateful. We got through a year. We've reduced the debt by $100,000 in 1 year's time. First time it's gone down in 8 years. So
right.
We've had some good wins, but we're sure spending money, in my opinion, needlessly.
Let me ask you about a topic that you had brought up a few weeks ago, maybe even a month now. About splitting up the council meeting.
Right.
There's been some pushback. I'm against that idea.
I understand.
As you've probably heard about splitting up the council meeting. Why is that a good idea? Shouldn't people be able to hear that council meeting the entire time?
And I don't know if it's a good idea. I think it's an idea we need to discuss. I will tell you we've got a problem when we're meeting until midnight because we're asking committees to come give us reports and they're sitting out there for 4 and 5 hours. We're making hired help at the city of Lubbock, stay down there until midnight at night, and they've got to be back at work at 8 the next morning. So I think we've got an issue. Now, I will tell you, the problem isn't citizens' comments. The problem is this council loves to talk. They love to hear themselves talk, and they like to hear themselves and watch themselves on TV. We'll spend, you know, an hour and a half talking about a subject that we ought to take 5 minutes on and then 5 minutes on a subject that we ought to take 30 minutes on. But I think we need to discuss it on the council. It will be on the next agenda. I don't know that it's a good solution to split it up, but we've got a problem now that I think we need to discuss and at least have the good, honest discussion and try to come up with a solution.
So it's a starting point, right?
Well,
now.
Yeah, it's just a starting point, and I'm not sold that it's the best idea to split it up. But I am concerned. I mean, we're going to have a report from the task force that was put together on the tornado sirens.
Right.
We met yesterday, and the head of that task force said, Mayor, I want to come give my report, but, you know, this is a serious, serious issue, and I don't want to be there at 11:30 at night on the tail end of the agenda when y'all are, he said, to put it mildly, punch drunk because it's so late.
Right.
And I agree with them. This is a serious subject, so I'm going to have to call a special call city council meeting. We're going to do it in the evening because this is a subject that the public is very concerned about. But I think for a lot of our routine business items and stuff like that, if we can move that to the day, or if we can figure out a way through council's rules and procedures to stop a lot of this ridiculous posturing that we've got on the dice, then maybe we don't have to do anything.
Real quickly, Councilman Klein came out probably last week, week before last, talked about traffic issues in Lubbock, whether it be texting and driving, loud car stereos, whatever it may be. He wants to put together a task force or something to handle that issue. At what point do we say we have enough laws on the books? Let's enforce what we have.
Well, you know, we've got a portion of this council, the majority of the council, that loves government and wants to grow government. I think it's the wrong direction. I think we need to be trying to figure out a way to reduce government at all levels. And the place to start is at home. I don't think we need to add new ordinances every time we turn around. Now, it's political season.
Right.
Everybody's campaigning for something. Nobody's quite sure what, but everybody's campaigning. And so I think you're going to see a lot of these type of suggestions come forward.
Does that include texting while driving? Because
haven't
you been in favor of a ban on texting?
Well, I'm not in fan on a partial ban. I want to talk with the police department at length. If it comes to a vote, I'll look at all the facts and vote. I still think that that ban, whatever it needs to be done at the state level and statewide, so that when you cross one city limits and go into another, you don't have to worry, what is this city's ordinance? So, you know, I wish our state legislature had taken, well, I know they took the issue up and the governor vetoed it, but I still think that's an issue that needs to be decided at state level rather than local.
Why would that not fall under reckless driving? Because most people, they don't have a problem with texters who are really good at it, stay in one lane. Right. It's the swerving back and forth. Wouldn't that be reckless driving?
Well, I would think so. And I think it's more of an issue after the fact.
Right.
And I think it's more an issue for lawyers than it is our police department.
All right. Mayor Glenn Robertson, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.